ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायनी अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुत्सुरा सुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्री गणेशाय नमः ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम् सो टुडे विल् डू अ शॉर्टर क्लास बिकॉज ऑफ गणेश चतुर्थी इट विल बी 11 टू 11:30 विल डू वन श्लोक ओनली श्लोक नंबर 10 ऑफ चैप्टर 16 So just to summarize briefly the first 9 shlokas of chapter 16, the first 3 shlokas talk about Daivi Sampatti. So in this chapter, they're talking about people who are divine and people who are not divine, Asuri, but those who are selfish, arrogant, you know, so they are comparing those two people. The third category are the Rakshas. The incorrigibly wicked. We are not going to talk about that in this chapter. If you can keep the door closed, please. So, but basically people who are good and then people who are evil and how, and they are not two separate people. We ourselves have both qualities in us. We have the Daivi qualities and the Asuri qualities in us to lesser extent. Maybe some has some degree, some has not. So when we hear about these people, we have to see that, do I fit into these? Do I have some of these qualities and how I can correct? So we already talked in the first 3 shlokas about people with divine qualities, and I won't go into that. We don't have that much time. And then in the 4th and 5th, Bhagavan Sri Krishna says that the divine qualities, the Daivi qualities are for moksha. They purify the mind and make your mind ready for the highest knowledge. While the Asuri qualities are not some rakshas with the horns on their head, but people who are basically selfish, who are arrogant, who are trying to achieve things at the cost of others. So those people get bound because of their selfishness. So Nibandhaya Asti Mataha. And we all are hopefully predominantly daivik, but if we have some selfish qualities, we should work to eradicate them. And then last week, we had done shlokas number 7, 8, and 9, where they talked about these people who are selfish and they don't believe in God. They say there is no God. The world came about because of lust. Because of man and woman meeting together, even animals, plants, fish, they all reproduce. And that's how the world came about. There is no need for God. And they don't know what they should do and what they should not do because they don't have the right knowledge. And their only activity is selfishness. And with that, they are ready to destroy the world. As long as I get what I want, jagata ahitaha kshayaya, they are ready to even destroy others to get what they want. So this is what we had studied in the 9th shlokas. Today in the 10th shloka, he will go into more details about these people, which actually is for everybody. It's not only, you know, but all of us need to see, do we have those qualities or not? So we'll chant number 10. Kamam ashritya dushpuram. Dambhamana madanvitaha. Mohat krihitva sadgrahan. Pravartante shuchivrataha. Together. Kamam ashritya dushpuram. Dambhamana madanvitaha. Mohat krihitva satgrahan pravartante shuchivrataha. So kamam ashritya. Kamam means lust, means desire. Here it's not only lust, it means desire, selfish desire. Ashritya, ashritya means taking refuge in, abiding in selfish desire. And what kind of desire? Dushpuram, which cannot be satisfied. We'll talk about that. And dambha mana mada anvitaha. So they are endowed with three qualities, Bhagavan Sri Krishna tells us. Dambha is hypocrisy, man is pride, and mada is arrogance. So they are very proud, very arrogant, at the same time hypocritical. And then mohat grihitva. And because of delusion, because of wrong understanding of who they are or what they have to do, they hold on to asat graha, they hold on to evil ideas because of delusion, because they don't have the right understanding. And then pravartante, and they work in the world ashuchi vrataha, with impure resolve. Vrata here means resolve. So with impure resolve, they work in the world out of delusion. So first we'll talk about desire. So what they have as their idea is that I should get for me, myself, I, me and myself, at the most for their family. And this desire, for this desire, they are ready to do anything. As we had seen in the previous shloka, even hurt others, even damage others. And this desire is described as kamam analena. Bhagavan Sri Krishna in the third chapter says, like fire. See, like a fire, if you put wood in it or put some fuel, does it say enough? No. The more you put, the more it. That's why it is said anala. Fire's name is anala. Anala means which never says enough. It doesn't say I've got enough fuel. No, the more fuel you put, the more it grows. It says, give me more, give me more. And you and I, when we are under the spell of desire, we are like that. It's never enough. You know, somebody has 1 million. Are you happy? No, I want 2 million. You have 2 million, I want 5. You have one car? No, now I want 2 cars and 3 cars. You have a house with 5 bedrooms? Now I want a house with 10 bedrooms. So we are never satisfied, and that is what these people do. Because they are not satisfied to get what they want, they will indulge in hypocrisy, pride, and arrogance. They become arrogant because I have more than my neighbor. You know, I have a bigger house, I have a bigger car, I have more money. Then they get pride about it, you know, false sense of pride, which show off. And then they have hypocrisy where they pretend to be somebody they are not. Even if they don't have, they will pretend they are very great. Just to why? To show off to others, to put others down. And what is the driving force in them? It is rajas plus tamas. Rajas is, of course, activity. But their activity is very strongly built with tamas. Tamas is what don't care, heedless, you know, absolutely disregard for anybody else. And the great poet Thoreau had said, it is not important to do a lot of activity. It is important what kind of activity you do. People think, oh, if I work hard, very hard, I'm a karma yogi, I work 16 hours. But even a smuggler works 16 hours, you know, to rob a bank or to smuggle goods, you have to work long hours. People work many hours for their personal business. You know, they will work day and night. But if you ask them, come and help in some volunteer work, oh, I don't have time, I'm busy, or they will come and in 20 minutes they leave. So they are saying that work is good, but at least part of our effort should be for society, for giving to others. And these people have no belief in all that. And once they hold on to something, asatgraha, they hold on to wrong ideas, they are not ready to give it up, no matter what happens. And we have the example of Ravana, when he took Sitaji, and everyone told him, his wife told him, that you are making a mistake. Not because she was, you know, selfish, but she realized that this is going to be the destruction of the Asurikula. His brother told him, he kicked his brother out. His own son, Indrajit, Meghnad, told him, father, you are making a mistake. Just for a lady, you are going to destroy whole of Lanka. And his father didn't listen to him. And then Meghnad said, okay, whatever you tell me, I'll do. I'll go and fight. I know I'll be killed in the battle, but I'll do it because my father has ordered. And he went and fought Lakshmana, and then he was killed. So that is the delusion, that when they have the wrong ideas, then they hold on with all means, whatever means they want, and all false impressions, false, you know, wrong ideas, and not a clear understanding of what is my duty. So that is the action of these people. So this sounds very depressing, right? So so now the next few lines, a few minutes, I'll talk about how we should not work, so that we get something positive out of this class. Otherwise, you say, "Arey yaar, depressed karke bhej diya," you know, he just sent me depressed. So what I should do? So what they say is that have your goal as moksha. Moksha is my goal. Liberation is my goal. Highest realization is my goal. And that is the way to get out of delusion. See, these people have delusion where what is the goal? I, me, myself, my power, my strength, my wealth, my goal is God realization, knowing God, reaching God. And once that is the goal, then all my effort should be in that direction. That is my number one goal. Of course, I have to take care of my family, my finances, but those should become secondary to the goal of God realization, moksha, self-realization. And how do we get this knowledge? From the Vedas. So studying the Bhagavad Gita, which is the essence of the Upanishads, or the Vedas, or the, you know, scriptures. So reading the scriptures, understanding them, and then bringing them into practice. So that is that's why in the end of this chapter, Bhagavan Sri Krishna will say, Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karya Vyavasthitau. Let the Shastra be your guide as to what I should do and what I should not do. Because in the seventh shloka, it had said, Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha janana vidurasuraha. These people don't know what I should do, what I should not do. So let scriptures be your guide. And then live life very consciously. Because as the Asuri people say, this was random, you know, the elements got together and then suddenly the world came. There was a big bang. Where did the big bang energy come from? They don't know. And then these elements were lying around and they gathered and they made a protozoa. And then from protozoa, it became. So they just believe in random, but we believe that there is a law of karma, that because of which this whole universe is functioning because of karma. And I get what I deserve. So I have to live a life very alert, very cautious, and be very careful of karmas, not only physical karmas, but even mental karmas through speech. I have to not hurt anybody, even not think negative, and stop blaming others for my problems. My problems are due to my own karmas, my own actions, and I take responsibility for my actions. They say, yeah, but how about if the problems become very big? What should I do? So they say, don't go to God and say, how big are my problems? Tell the problems how big my God is. See, we go to God and say, oh God, I have so many problems. No, tell problems. I have God with me and my God is great. You know, our children sing a song. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. We have this famous song that children sing in Bal Vihar. So if God is with me, then who can hurt me? You know, there's this famous bhajan, Janaki Nath Sahay Kare, Kaun Bigad Kare Nar Tero. So if the Lord of the universe is with you, then who can harm you? So have complete faith in God, have complete belief in God, and follow the Shastras. Definitely, whenever I have any doubt, should I do this or should I not do this? Think about it. Is it correct in the Shastras? Or will my God be pleased with this action? If I do this action, will God be pleased or unpleased or displeased? So if God is going to be pleased, then it's the right action. Or within me, am I pleased with this action or am I displeased? I myself know that this action is good, this action is wrong. And periodically, Mahatmas will come in our life. You know, we see all these Swamijis of Chinmaya Mission who come periodically to give us talk. And so approach these Mahatmas with humility, or when we have a teacher or somebody who is talking, and approach these Mahatmas with humility. And that's why they say, bow down. You know, tasmat pranipatena paripari prashnena sevaya. Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, when you approach a Mahatma, pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. So pranipata means Sashtang Namaskar. So humility, give up your humility. Pariprashnena means ask the appropriate questions. Ask the right questions when you approach a teacher. What I should do, if we have any doubts, you know, ask the teacher. And sevaya, and with seva. So serve these Mahatmas, you know. We do bhiksha for them. So take care of them, because that is part of the grahastha, part of our householder duty, is to take care of children, senior citizens, and Mahatmas. Because Mahatmas have given up the world and they are not earning, and their whole job is for their own self-realization and to spread this knowledge. So surrender to these Mahatmas and gain the right knowledge. So that is how we get out of selfishness. Make our life unselfish, reduce our dambha, mana, mada, hypocrisy, pride, and arrogance, reduce our rajas and tamas, and increase sattva. So that is how we reverse all these things. So that's why the lower part of today's talk is how to get out of these. And that's, I'll try to do that with every shloka, because otherwise, all these shlokas are very negative. In the 16th chapter. So the idea is that we see that, and then what do we learn from it? Instead of just talking negative, then the talk becomes. So we'll end here with today's shloka, because it is Ganesh Chaturthi. So we will only do class till 11:30. And then we'll next week we'll have a full class, full 1 hour. from 11 to 12, 10 or so. We have 5 minutes. If anybody has any questions, comments, anything you would like to add on this topic? Anything is not clear?
So the atheist, they fall under Asuri or they fall under Rakshasi?
Atheists fall under Asuri, unless they do Rakshasi activities where they are, you know, completely destructive and incorrigibly wicked, which who cannot be fixed. But generally, atheists, majority of them fall in Asuri, where they don't believe in God and they believe in selfish, that I alone am responsible, or this world just came about out of chance, out of random, or out of lust, and that there is no God, there is no higher power. Then how is all these, you know, we talked last week, how are all these planets being maintained? The earth should fall. It's being maintained. The sun, all these planets, stars, everything is perfectly in position. Nobody, you never hear of sun clashing with other stars. You know, every planets are moving. How all this is happening? It's unbelievable. You know, trillions and billions and trillions of stars and planets. So
yeah, because they don't think or ignore the fact that they got intelligence.
Yes.
Without intelligence, you can't earn anything.
Right.
And you know, they are like, they don't want to answer that question.
Yes.
Because I have asked people those questions. Right. And they do not want to answer that.
No, it has become fashionable for youngsters to say there is no God. You know, it has become fashionable. Oh, there is no God. Why do we need God? I can do everything.
Right. I mean, I just ask them question, where did you get this intelligence from?
Right. They say from my parents.
Yeah. I mean,
it's genetic, you know, DNA. That's how they. Right.
They feel like they created it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or I studied and I became.
So I'm the one.
Right. Right. Thank you. Good point. Anything else? Lata, anything else you would like to add?
You just started. The picture gets darker and darker and darker as you continue. I have read few shlokas.
Right.
But I tell you, I apologize. And we are all guilty of that, this Asuri tendencies. But we all want to have a villain, you know, in visual villain. I mean, Ravana was one of that. Even though he was bright, intelligent,
yes,
did so much tapas, but his tendencies were such. And modern villain, I can picture, and you know who I'm talking about, the
right.
current ex-president who is in news all the time.
Right.
And I apologize if that is the similarity, but it so much of it is displayed. What is described so long ago, and in description it says also 5,000 years ago this was described, and we are all seeing that and practicing it,
yes,
partly in
absolutely
our lives.
Right.
What is being described here?
So true. Yeah, it's very current. We see this all the time. All of these things are it's not only Ravana or Kansa, but today also we see all those things. You know, and in fact, it is, that's what they say, that's Kali Yuga, where actually these things are increasing right now. And there's only a small percentage of people who are, you know, studying and attending, but they're saying that is the hope, that ultimately this knowledge will spread and that's what Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda wanted, to have centers like these all over the world. And they have, you know, 300 centers. To spread this knowledge, and all, a lot of them have Mahatmas and Swamis. We are a small center, so I'm forced to teach because we don't have one. We keep asking them, but they said that it's a small center, but we are trying, we are managing. So we'll end here. Thank you very much. We'll next week we'll have a full class, 1 hour. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve santu niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhavet Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.